Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
All right, well, since we're not in AI yet and we're still at a point in our lives where we have interpersonal relationships, Lainey here wanted us to do a little background check on a guy that she recently hit off, that something wasn't just quite right. Hey, Lainey, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so tell us about this guy, how you met him, and what doesn't feel quite right about him.
Yeah. So we hit it off right away, you know, like, his name's Jack, by the way. We met at a friend's birthday party, and he seemed perfect. I mean, he does. He's perfect. Like, never married. He's charming and really funny, and he's so just, like, smooth, you know, like, no, just, yeah, he's, like, really smooth, really nice, but it's, like, almost too perfect, you know? So I know I'm probably just getting in my head, but, you know, things like, he always knows, like, the right thing to say, and I've never seen anyone who seemed so together, you know, just, like, neat and tidy and never rushed and never stressed out. He dresses really, really nicely. It's, like, immaculate.
All right, so, Lainey, to interject here, this man has zero red flags. He has nothing but green flags. And the red flag for you is the fact that he has no red flags.
Right? Yes.
Okay. Maybe the red flag is coming within your own house.
Maybe.
Okay. Maybe you're the red flag.
You need to start looking at your own flagpole, Lainey.
All right. So, Lainey, what has happened in the past, quite honestly, to make you think this guy seems so great that it's too good to be true?
Well, it's okay. It's not so much that, I mean, obviously, you know, we've all been burned a lot. But there are a few things, little details that are going on with him that have kind of started creeping me out a little bit. Like, he asks a lot of personal questions about my past, but he doesn't want to answer any about his. He always kind of diverts. And I mean, I'm not generally, like, a paranoid person, but it feels like he's trying to figure something out about me. And sometimes he'll say things like he already knows things that I don't remember telling him. You know, it just seems like he knows stuff about me. Maybe he's just a really good listener. Maybe he's just really attentive.
Or maybe he knows how to use the internet.
Maybe he's noticed that you're the red flag and he's doing a little intel.
That's what I'm thinking of.
But Bert and Mo, I mean, yes, we know, duh, women Google the crap out of a guy 9 times out of 10 before they're on the LinkedIn, they're on any social media, they're trying to find mugshots, you know, things like that. So I'm wondering for you guys, do men do the same thing? Are they like...
The mugshot thing hits a little close to home for us in here, but that's another story for another time.
But do men do the same thing, or is that something you all don't do?
Typically for me, no, I didn't do it. I only did it if, like, something came up to where I felt like I had a reason to do it. But for the most part, no, I wouldn't do it.
I didn't either.
Okay.
Okay, so really what we're looking for here is you're looking for us to do a background check on a guy that seemingly seems fantastic, has done the homework on you to see if you're equally as fantastic, right?
Yeah, because I can't find anything on him. You know, I've looked. He's got almost zero social media presence. And, you know, and when I ask him about his job, he says he's a consultant, but he with that too. He like changes the subject.
Okay.
I feel like every consultant does that. Like, what do they really do? They, you know, consultants have a very vague job, like engineers. What does an engineer do other than math?
I can pinpoint an engineer. I can't pinpoint some consultants.
Consultants are
This goes again with your grandmother's cliche.
If you go knocking on the devil's door, eventually he going to answer.
Uh-huh. And I hope he answers and comes to my door because he sounds really great. He sounds really wonderful.
He does wear Prada.
All right, Lainey, give us a couple of minutes here. You asked us to do a background check. We turned it over to our show director, Tommy, who turned it over to his private investigator friend.
Yep, I have a PI friend who helps us out with these. And Lainey, I have one question for you.
Yeah.
Do you own a good pair of running shoes?
Yes.
Because you're going to need them.
Okay. But you can't run away from yourself.
You're going to need to run away from this dude.
Oh, really? Okay.
For good reason.
Background check next.
The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
So, virtual listener Lainey has taken us up on our offer that if you need a background check on somebody, Tommy's got a guy who's got a guy who's got a girl. and they will do a background check for you. And she's been dating this guy, and it just feels like it's too good to be true. There's nothing she can put her finger on. They've got great chemistry. He's got a great job, right? He's a little bit on the reserve side as far as giving information out, which is making her feel like, what is he hiding? But he just might be reserved in that area. Hey, how long have you guys been seeing each other, Lainey?
It's been about 6 months.
About 6 months. And there's just this gut feeling she has, like maybe he's hiding a little bit too much. And he certainly seems like he's gone online and done the research on her. So they show up and he's asking all sorts of questions and he's getting answers that he already knows the answers to and stuff like that. So she's, something doesn't seem right.
And of course, Lainey has done her own digging, but she's coming up empty. She's not finding anything. And that's when you got to call in the professional background checkers.
Which is what we did. Okay, Lainey, are you ready to find out exactly what Tommy's PI friend found out about your new dude?
I guess, yeah. Let's go.
And our private investigator did her work on this one. So first off, she did confirm his name. Did she tell you guys his name is Jack?
No.
All right, yeah. So she did initially, yeah.
Okay. So yeah, his name is Jack, and that did check out. And Jack, C, we'll just say his last name starts with C. We won't say his full last name. He does exist, but that is not his real name. Our PI found out that his real name, his birth name, is Jonathan, and he has a different last name that does start with C, but it's not the last name that I was given by Lainey.
Are you serious?
Yep. And it seems he has been using this alias for years. And he is listed as a corporate consultant. And it turns out that he has been associated with a few high-profile, somewhat shady investment firms that were under investigation for fraud a few years ago.
Okay.
Now, you told us, or you told me that he's never been married. Our PI found out that he was indeed briefly married a few years ago to a woman who, we won't say her name, but she, you would describe her as one of those socialite types, known for her high society connections, but they split up shortly after the marriage, and it looks like the marriage was annulled. So they were not together very long.
So technically, he's not divorced.
So maybe that's why he said he didn't get married, or that he's never been married. But
that's a lie.
He did get married.
Yeah, he's been married. It just, he didn't have to get a divorce because it was annulled. Which, if something like that happens so quick, Abby, being in the dating streets, you're dating a guy, which one's going to hit, like, which one's going to be more off? A guy was married, got it annulled. A guy was married, got a divorce.
To me, that doesn't matter. The fact that you haven't fessed up to me 6 months into the relationship, I feel like that's a little shady.
Yeah, I think when the question comes up, have you ever been married? Then the honest answer is, yes, I have, but we had it annulled. Then you get into a conversation about it. But to hide it entirely?
Yeah.
Shady.
Was it a Vegas thing? Like, did they get married in Vegas? And then they were like, oh, what do we do? Let's get this annulled.
Annulment's not that big of a deal. It all depends on how the other person looks. For instance, Janet Jackson got an annulment her first marriage.
Yeah.
And, you know, Janet Jackson comes knocking and I'm single. Who cares?
It's all based on looks.
She can still be married.
Shadiness is all based on looks.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. That's all that matters.
But the weird name, alias, the fraud and the been married, that's everything that our PI found about this guy. So that's why I said, you better start lazing up your running, Jude.
Yeah, so he's not being entirely truthful. Is this a reason to run very, very quickly?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
I didn't even give his real name.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I'm not crazy.
Nah.
No, you're not.
Well, I mean, two things can be true. But in this case, absolutely not, okay?
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
But you got to get to the bottom of it, Lainey, because now we got to figure out why this dude's name is Jonathan, but he wants everybody to call him Jack.
Yeah, this is for us, not you anymore.
Just call him Jonathan the next time you see him. Watch his face.
I don't know. I'm going to be calling
him. Oh, that's
good. Right?
I'm going to be calling him my boyfriend pretty soon. So
as long as he looks good, we're good to go.
The Burt Show.